remarks. Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 465691 through 465718. No warrants. One journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did we ever deny the other?
I kind of looked back, and often we don't do that.
We don't do what?
You're talking about denying the one check where I leave the room.
Well, but then a new check was issued.
No, no. The same check.
It was the same check number?
It just held over. Uh-huh. Same check number.
Because I'm going off memory. I thought that the number sequence...
You denied one check, which is one that needed to be done.
Right.
But you held off on that check.
Correct. And then the next week, whenever we approved it, while we were at MAC meeting, and I thought it was in sequence with... And if it was in sequence, then that means it was a new check. It wasn't the previous check, because there's no way it's still been in sequence.
It was the same check held over, and our accounts payable actually noted it on there.
Okay. I thought it was in sequence. I'm going off memory. I didn't even have the paper from me whenever we... Mm-hmm. So if you don't care to look into that. I just want to make sure we don't have one hanging out there we need to deny. Okay. So.
Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for November 16, 2021, and executive session minutes for November 16, 2021.
You also have regular for November 22nd.
I guess we can look right here and find out.
I do not have those.
You don't?
I don't. Oh, wait a minute. There they are. And November 22nd, 2021.
I'm okay if the others are. I'm okay if the others are.
Yeah, I'm move to approve regular session minutes for November 16th, 2021, and November 22nd, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for November 16th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Looking at those minutes, the check that was approved by just Mike and I was 465512. The November 16th meeting minutes were checks numbers I'll look at it here in a minute. So.
Okay. That's when we had all of the odd ones on the 16th. We had to leave different ones out.
Right. Right.
And 465512 would appear what it was there from what the minutes are saying that was left out.
Well, then the motion that you made was 465546 through 465511. That's going backwards. So there's something needs to be cleaned up.
I got you.
So we just need to make sure we get that cleaned up.
Yeah.
Because I know what the intent was.
My motion was 465511, and then it picked up 465513. That would be leaving off 465512, right? And then down below, you made the motion 465512. Is that
correct? That was your check number, but the motion was 465546 through 465511.
465511.
Do you want me to listen to the
minutes? No, I'm sure that's what was said. We just need to make sure that's going down in numbers, not up.
Oh, I got you. Mm-hmm.
So we just need to make sure that what our intent to do is what was done. And if not, we need to clean it up and make sure we did it right. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I need to state that on the 16th, I was not present.
On the 16th, you weren't here, and in the 22nd, we were all at the MAC meeting and did it via teleconference.
And we had in front of us what all of us had in front of us, a copy that Accounts Payable gave us with information on it.
I don't know that. I did not have one in front of me, but that doesn't mean I didn't have one available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, like I said, we just need to make sure we clean it up and do what was intended.
Okay.
I think we all know what was intended was to approve all those checks.
We
just need to make sure that's what we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to.
All right. Moving on down the agenda. Court orders.
Good morning. First set of abatements I have is an add-on to the book. It's abatement numbers 212-167, 212-170, 212-171, 212-172. Like it says, these are all add-ons. The first one, the one that ends in 167, the customer called. He did not get a bill. Zero value was on his property due to the software glitch. Returned to original value. Property was not, I'm not sure what ADJ, adjusted since 6/27/2013.
Have any questions on any of these?
The add-ons, those are splits, are they, for coming from another parcel number, it looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
From what I understand, the other on these, the other parcel had already been brought to the commission for approval, and this here was just cleaning that up, where they didn't. Where when you split it off, you have to abate both parcels because you're changing the price of each one of them to make them both the same price as the original.
And you're moving the land off of one onto the other. Was the land, the description of the land, if you're splitting it off, you're going to split the value, you're going to split that off also. So the bills will read correct with
yes.
the legal description for the parcel. And I don't think I have my notes here, but one of them I had a question on. So on 9735, let's see, that would be the add-on for the end on 51.001 on that add-on. I've got the legal description of Gibbs RE survey lots 3 and 4, part of lot 5, east of road. I've got that for the legal, the 51.000. Now, the 51.001 has Gibbs lots 4 and 5, lot 5. So you've got the same legal on both parcels, on your the one that it should be split off of going to it. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I have nothing to do with that.
I do understand that.
Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you.
Can we have the assessor come down so that...
You can.
Okay.
But, you know, there, I can go in there and see if she'll show up, but I mean, she won't answer to me.
Oh, no, the auditor's going to go ask her.
I see. I think somebody just went to ask her if she mind coming in.
Yeah, because your customer will get the bill and they'll say, I don't own this anymore. Yeah.
She has told me that she does not want to come to the commission meetings time and time again. So,
well, the only problem with these are abatements that the assessor's office is doing. So, and our job is to approve them or not.
Oh, I understand.
Can we go on to the clerical error?
Sure. While we're waiting on the assessor's office, we can move on to the clerical errors, which are abatement numbers 209-784, 211-920, 212-168, 212-173. The one that is 209-784 is a low-income housing apartment building, and it was due to the fact that the assessor's office did not have the paperwork showing that it was a low-income housing. They had taken it back to what the value would have been if it was not a low-income housing unit. There is documentation there shows where they are a low-income housing unit.
And that's per a law that came out 4 or 5 years ago that lowered their...
This has been on, for several years.
It had been on the books at that lower... Right. Lower.
I'm just saying the reason it's lower is because of the law that was passed.
Yes.
And maybe it's been 8 years now.
It's been a long time, so...
When they built it, they... were approved by it. No question on those.
I don't have it.
I don't.
Label Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B dated November 29th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements are double assessed, and these are all a utility company that had been in the process of two years ago. They should have been brought off the books. They came to the commission abated last year, and they showed up on the books again. The utilities company is a state
assessed.
That's
yes.
The word I'm looking for.
Label Exhibit C with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C dated 11/29/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set is erroneous assessments, and the abatement numbers are 209-095, 209-247, 209-821, 210-405, 210-767, 211-138, 211-185, 212-007, 212-166, 212-169.
On the very first one, 209-095.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason is did not get impact notice. I've had people call me on that. And that'd be a question is, do we look at our file and we see we didn't send out the impact? And I know you can't answer this. That we didn't send out the impact notice, is that why we would do it? Or do we, if I say I didn't get an impact notice, and so then would I be abated? That'd be my question.
Well, I think the other issue was there were some buildings on there that were no longer there and they redrew it.
No, she says they are there, doesn't she? Her addition.